Hearing none, let's go to agenda item A, which is a petition and a decision. Staff?
Morning, commissioners. We received a petition delaying the opening day for recreational fishing on the Skykomish River from May 25th to June 15th and to enact selective gear rules from July 15th to January 31st. The reason why we got this petition, in my opinion, is because of the rollback for rule simplification. In the past, the river Skykomish was open on June 1st, and so by opening it the weekend before Memorial Day, the Saturday before Memorial Day, it opened up a week previously. One of the things that in the petition is saying the current rules have severe negative impacts on wild winter steelhead and salmon in the Skykomish River, and I kind of want to talk through why that isn't true. First, the steelhead and salmon seasons on the Snohomish system are co-managed under annual fishing seasons. The steelhead plans are agreed to in our annual stock status harvest management plans for steelhead in the Snohomish River in order to meet harvest and conservation objectives. Salmon fisheries are developed and agreed to as the North of Falcon process and are also, that's where we would talk about selective gear rules too. Both steelhead and salmon fisheries are permitted by NOAA in our biop that we released after North of Falcon. I wanted to point out that in 2019, summer steelhead and Chinook fisheries were open the Saturday before Memorial Day. And with those additional openings, we feel that we are still within the 4.2% impact rate under the permitted under the ESA. Recent estimates by NOAA say we're more like a 1.6. So the impacts on steelhead are very negligible and not severe, as a petitioner is claiming. So it's our recommendation to deny the changes requested in the petition as written. Although the petition is specific to steelhead, the changes would significantly affect hatchery steelhead and hatchery steelhead fisheries. These rule changes are appropriate for consideration during the next North of Falcon season setting process.
This is Commissioner Thorburn, and I have a question.
Go ahead, Commissioner Herburn.
There's that organization implying that the organization submitting the petition is the PUD. Is there a reason for the PUD to be concerned? Do they run a hatchery or anything?
No. They do not run a hatchery. Their concern is they're a stakeholder in the basin, and they do a lot of work on habitat and for salmon recovery.
Okay.
And what they're witnessing is a lot of fishing pressure, and at the same time, they're tracking a decline in steelhead and salmon in the basin. One of the reasons why they're so alarmed, and our staff is alarmed as well, is because of the extreme drought and climate conditions that we saw in 2015. And so the salmon and steelhead returning this year, their parents came into the system during 2015, and so it wasn't very hospitable for them to survive. So very low numbers are coming back this year because of the climate change environmental situation, and so they're kind of waving the red flag.
Madam Vice Chair.
Go ahead, Chair.
Edward, I would like to thank you for a very concise and well-delivered recommendation. I have some familiarity with that drainage, so I'm going to make a motion to deny the petition as presented.
Smith will second.
The
petition has, there's been a motion to deny the petition as written, and that motion has been seconded. Is there further discussion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Thorburn.
Go ahead, Kim.
I'm just wondering if we would consider amending the motion to guide staff to at least consider this concern during the upcoming North of Falcon discussions.
I believe Edward already stated that the staff intended to do that, Kim.
Uh-huh. Is Chair Carpenter, so there's been a motion to amend the your motion to deny to add in that these issues will be considered in the North of Falcon process. Is there a second to that motion? I second it. So the first thing we need to do then is to vote on the motion to amend the petition. All in favor of amending the petition? So all in favor of amending the denial. Go ahead, Mr. McIsaac, do you have a discussion point?
Yes, thank you. Before we vote on the amendment, I had been inclined to be in favor of the motion, the main motion, and was going to ask a question about the involvement of the Snohomish Public Utilities District folks preparatory, with our staff preparatory to this petition, and maybe that's relevant to the amendment here as well, so I'll ask it now. And the question is, to what extent did these folks who filed a serious petition interact with the staff or the other co-managers to the point where they understood the North of Falcon process and the ESA limits that are in place and where we actually stand on this? And discussions about the long-term performance of the stocks over many years and things like that. So was there much interaction preparatory to this petition with the Snohomish PUD folks?
That was a great question. So the answer is there was in the beginning. The Snohomish PUD was very upset about us rolling back the opening day from June 1st to the Saturday before Memorial Day. So they worked with our staff trying to understand the data, and it is my view that they took a very myopic view and just were looking at, 2019, what's happening with Steelhead, and didn't look at how everything else is connected, right? Like, I think about the major pressures for Steelhead are harbor seals, degraded habitat, and climate change, and I don't think any of those were a discussion point. I think they more so discussed what were abundances and trends that they're seeing just recently. And to answer another part of your question, was there a conversation with co-managers? No. The conversations were with Wild Fish Conservancy, our staff, and the Snohomish PUD.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I have another question.
Go ahead, Kim.
So do they have a regulatory mitigation requirements under their FERC license agreement, or do they have dams? And do they have those kinds of requirements? And is there a monitoring component if they do?
All of the above. And so because they have a dam, and the dam has severe, significant impacts to all salmon species, or has had in the past 100 years, there's lots of mitigation agreements that they've had in the basin, whether it be habitat, and they also have a smolt trap on the Salton River, and so they monitor the salmon species and steelhead in the river, as well as
Did we lose you, Edward?
Let's
I'm still here.
They're in and out or something.
Yeah. They do have mitigation agreements for
yeah. Edward, we're having trouble hearing you. Could you just restate your answer to the question briefly so that we can all hear?
But they do have mitigation agreements, and they include habitat restoration, putting gravel into the system, and also one of the things that they have as part of the mitigation agreements is they pull water from part of the reservoir that's cooler. And by doing that, they create kind of a sanctuary area for salmon and steelhead right below the Salton River because they're changing the water because they know that the warmer water isn't very good for salmon survival. And so they have multiple things that they're doing for salmon in that one part of the basin.
Thank you. I'll do that. I think encourages me to support my proposed amendment. That it's just taken into consideration.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. One other question. Did the Snohomish PUD folks get on the record with regard to this issue during the regulatory simplification process?
They did not.
Okay. Well, just as a matter of discussion, and I think the maker of the main motion indicated he kind of presumed that this would be part of the process as discussed by staff. So in terms of the amendment, I think the amendment might be even consistent with the main motion. So I don't think it hurts one bit to have an amendment to highlight the fact that if these folks want to make recommendations like this, that they get involved in the North of Falcon process. If there hasn't been discussions with the co-managers on this issue, it would be inappropriate for us to try to do anything at this stage. I think it might be very useful for them to hear the whole package of co-manager issues, National Marine Fisheries Service, ESA issues, and going to things like selective gear, I think, does entail some burden of demonstration as to why and what the effects would be. And without that, even in the North of Falcon process, would be very, very difficult to make a decision without all that information in front of them. So I'd be inclined to, at this point in a matter of discussion, support the amendment and the main motion.
Is there further discussion from any of the commissioners on this motion?
This is Commissioner Lindo.
Go ahead, Commissioner Lindo.
I really apologize, but I feel like I got a little bit lost. Can you repeat the motion just to make sure that I'm understanding it correctly?
Sure. What we have is a motion to deny the petition. That's the main motion. And then Commissioner Thorburn made a motion to amend that motion to add to direct staff to consider the contents of the petition, which is opening dates and selective gear in the North of Falcon process that is getting ready to begin. So those are our two motions. Did that answer your question, Commissioner Lindo?
It's now crystal clear to me. Thank you very much for being willing to do that.
This is Commissioner Grayville.
Go ahead, Commissioner Grayville.
Question for Ed. He and I have spent many long hours at North of Falcon together, and the question for Ed is what's being described or the concerns addressed in the amendment, isn't that all part of the North of Falcon process? The co-manager concerns and conservation concerns, all of those things fall under the discussions that take place at North of Falcon. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, Commissioner. And I reached out to the petitioner to let them know that I would be recommending to deny this petition, and this was appropriate for North of Falcon, and kind of walk them through that process, and then actually invite them to our Mill Creek meeting so they could be a part of the conversation so they would understand the complexities of fisheries management.
Well, thank you, Edward. I just, being familiar with North of Falcon and its processes, I don't feel the amendment is really necessary. I understand your concerns, Commissioner Thornburn, but being very, very much familiar with how North of Falcon works, all of your concerns will be addressed during that process. And so I don't think the amendment's necessary, but I would support the motion to deny the petition.
This is Commissioner Baker. I believe that Commissioner, speaking for myself, not Commissioner Thorburn, it's unusual for us to get a petition, especially a very abbreviated petition like this from a PUD who is asking us to go further into conservation measures and for us to summarily deny it. So that is why I support Commissioner Thorburn's amendment to the motion. I would like to note for the record that we also are concerned about the declining numbers of all of the endangered species in that watershed, and that we expect that their concerns will be addressed in this upcoming process. So I just don't think it hurts for us to make that very clear. I think you can hear from this discussion that we're all concerned about that, and we want to we just want to put that on the record.
This is Commissioner Anderson.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Just a little clarification of your comments with regard to expecting the concerns to be made fully aware, I think is what you said. I think it's important, it's fine to have concerns be made known, but I think we need to also condition the fact that there's a lot of information sharing and understanding that needs to occur. And I wouldn't want to lead someone on to think that all the issues would be resolved. I think that'd be presumptive.
Commissioner McIsaac?
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, let me just briefly say that I agree with your comments. The Snohomish PUD is a major player in this watershed. I think we consider them to be partners with the agency. Living up to mitigation agreements is a very, very important issue. I'm not sure when their board of directors took a look at whether they ought to put this petition forward, how much they understood the importance of a co-manager situation and what it means when ESA limits are set, and that we are meeting that conservation burden and actually beating that conservation burden, if you phrase it that way. So I guess I concur with your intent here is to have a very respectful denial of the petition with a lot of reasons why and an invitation to consider a lot more things, and if they continue to feel that way, to invite them to the process, which I think is what the staff said.
Thank you, Don. That was a very good rendition of my position on the amendment to the motion. Is there anybody else who wants to say something before we vote on this thing? Okay, so the first thing we have to do is vote on the amendment to the motion, which directs staff to fully consider the issues raised by the Snohomish PUD in the North Falcon process. All in favor, vote. Signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed, same sign. Okay, so the amendment, the motion by Chair Carpenter has been amended, and what we are voting on now is to deny the petition as written with the instructions to the staff to consider the concerns raised in North of Falcon. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, same sign. That concludes our decision on agenda item A. Does anybody have any post-decision discussion they'd like to make on this motion? Okay. Thank you, Edward, for the work that you did on this, and sounds like you're going to continue to do. We'll go.